Welcome to the PAC Football Report for September 26, 2009. I'm Joe Underko. Over the next few minutes, we'll take a look back at the opening weekend of conference football action in the President's Athletic Conference while previewing this weekend's games. The PAC League schedule got underway with four lopsided contests, as each winning team posted a margin of two touchdowns or more. Thomas More opened defense of its 2008 PAC crown in impressive fashion, as the Saints raced to a 40-9 lead after three quarters en route to a 47-24 win over Waynesburg. Washington and Jefferson improved to 3-0, as the Presidents outscored Teal 35-3 in the second half to break open a close game at the half and win 56-16. Grove City and Westminster each earned their first wins of the season on the road. The Wolverines spoiled the first night home game in Bethany history with a 35-14 decision over the Bison, while the Titans kept St. Vincent winless with a 27-14 victory. PAC Offensive Player of the Week honors went to W&J senior wide receiver Craig Bisong, who caught nine passes for 139 yards and a touchdown against Teal. Defensive laurels went to Grove City cornerback Randy Santina, who had a team-high seven tackles and a pair of fourth-quarter interceptions in the Wolverine win at Bethany. Westminster sophomore kicker Trevor Young earned special teams recognition after converting all five of his kicks against St. Vincent, including field goals of 42 and 21 yards. This week, all four teams which posted season-opening conference wins last Saturday will be in action against one another, while Bethany has the weekend off. Grove City will host its third annual night football contest at Thorne Field, with first place in the PAC on the line, as the 1-2 Wolverines face 3-0 Washington and Jefferson at 7 p.m. The game matches the two highest scoring teams in the league, with the Presidents averaging 41.7 points per game to 40.7 for the Wolverines. W&J has dominated the recent series with 10 consecutive wins, but Grove City head coach Chris Smith hopes his team can feed off the emotion of an expected large fan turnout.
Well, it definitely is a big weekend for us here at Grove City. The school has just done a super job in making our night game a special evening. This year, bringing W&J, you know, perennial PAC power into our place does add a whole lot to the evening because it gives us a chance to, you know, pull out all the stops.
In the other matchup of teams coming off conference wins, 2-0 Thomas More hits the road to face 1-2 Westminster at Bury Stadium in New Wilmington at 1:30 p.m. The Saints lead the all-time series with the Titans 6-1, including a 31-10 decision in Kentucky a year ago. The only Westminster win in the series was a 23-13 win in Kentucky in 2004. After having a bye last weekend, Geneva looks to extend its six-game win streak dating back to last season when the 2-0 Golden Tornadoes host 1-2 Teal at Reeves Field in Beaver Falls at 7 p.m. The GTs have won the last two meetings with the Tomcats, including a 31-17 win in Greenville a year ago. However, Teal won the last meeting between the two teams in Beaver Falls by a 7-0 count in 2006. Tomcat head coach Kurt Reiser previews the matchup.
Well, I think it's going to be a physical football game. It tends to be a physical football game between the two of us. You know, Geneva likes to run the football, and defensively for us, stopping the run will be the key. And offensively, I think we need to control the line of scrimmage and be able to run the football ourselves to set up our passing game and those types of things. So if we can do that, I think we'll be okay. And I look for a good, hard-fought game.
Finally, 0-3 St. Vincent and 2-1 Waynesburg will both look to bounce back from tough losses a week ago when the two programs meet at Waynesburg's John F. Wiley Stadium at 1:30 p.m. Last season, the Yellow Jackets posted a 21-12 road victory over the Bearcats in Latrobe, despite St. Vincent running back Jairus Marlowe setting a new school record with a 93-yard touchdown run in the loss. Bearcat head coach Bob Colbert talks about the keys to victory for his squad.
Well, we have to play a more emotional game than we played last week. We were a little flat for some reason last week, so that's one of the things we're talking about all this week. And then we have to be able to maintain possession of the ball. We gave up four interceptions last week, and you can't turn the ball over to good teams and four times and expect to win. So I think to sum it up would be have an emotional game and protect the football on offense.
That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. For the latest PAC football news, log on to our website at www.pacathletics.org and sign up to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Joe Underko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.